It's come as welcome news for many people who live along a railroad corridor that runs through some of Boston's most densely populated but underserved neighborhoods. The MBTA is taking a major step toward upgrading service and also fairness and equity along the Fairmount Indigo commuter rail line. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
The Fairmount Indigo line is the only one of the T's commuter lines that begins and ends in Boston. It snakes along a 9-mile corridor from Hyde Park to South Station, cutting through the neighborhoods of Dorchester and Mattapan. For decades, it did that without stopping.
It was really an issue of transportation justice, or injustice, as you may say.
Marvin Martin of the Greater Four Corners Action Coalition in Dorchester has been waging a campaign for service on the line since the year 2000.
We had a train that ran through our neighborhood, and the only thing we ever got from it was diesel food.
The Fairmount line is not new. It first opened in 1855 and was used for passenger service for nearly a century. Then in the 1940s, though the train kept running from Hyde Park to South Station, it ceased making stops along the way. No more stops at places like Washington Street in Dorchester.
From the point that it passes through the overpass on Washington Street, it takes 10 minutes to get to South Station. From that same point, people catching the bus, first of all, you have to transfer. It takes from 45 minutes to an hour, depending on the time of day.
Mella Bush is also part of the Greater Four Corners Action Coalition. She's lived along the line for most of her life.
We watched the freight trains go by.
At a recent forum for mayoral candidates, she said giving city residents access to the Fairmount line is not only fair, but is also good for the environment.
If we are in a climate emergency, and we must do everything we can to reduce climate change, and we all need to utilize public transit resources like the Fairmount Indigo line as often as possible.
Community groups fought for stops in their neighborhoods, finally winning a commitment from the MBTA for upgraded tracks and restored stations at Upham's Corner in Dorchester and Morton Street in Mattapan, plus 4 new stations along the line.
I live 5 doors from the Fairmount actual stop. The Fairmount fare right now is $5.50. It's just unaffordable to take the Fairmount line at this moment.
Affordability is a big issue for many, including Ana Rodriguez, who lives in Dorchester and commutes to Hyde Park.
If I take the Fairmount line to work, it would only take me 4 minutes, but it would cost me $5.50. There's no way that I can afford to do this on a regular basis. Therefore, I'm forced to commute for like an hour by taking 2 buses.
The T has responded. Starting next Monday, 2 new stations open in Dorchester, Four Corners Geneva and Newmarket at South Bay Mall. More train trips will be added to the line, and fares will be leveled. Commuter rail fares, some more than $5, will now be just $2. Dr. Beverly Scott is the T's general manager.
From Fairmount all the way into South Station will wind up being equivalent to what you got on subway and bus.
Scott says the T has spent $200 million to bring the Fairmount line back to life, creating new stops in underserved areas, opening old stops that had been closed for decades, and lowering fares.
This is an investment that we're making in a partnership over the long haul.
The new service takes effect next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.